理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Well, we've been following the Sunshine Singers, and we know that this month they are facing actually a dilemma because they have a concert coming up, and we know that Liebig is sick.
That's right. Liebig has laryngitis, which means she can't sing. And we know that Liebig is a very important part of the group, as is everyone in the group. And without her voice, it will be very, very hard to perform. Well, they're looking for remedies on how to help Liebig get her voice back. When we last left Rex, he was offering a suggestion of his own, a remedy maybe, but Angus cut him off, so we're not sure exactly what he was going to say.
But we do know that he had mentioned an uncle that was an opera singer, and apparently he wanted to offer some advice, but Angus doesn't understand how this relates to the situation, so he cuts him off. But now I think we might find out what Rex wanted to say. Join us on page 33 in the left-hand column as we continue with Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real.
No, let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
My uncle did something special to soothe his throat.
So, tell us, what did he do?
He put vinegar in a glass, then he would add a raw egg.
And then what would he do?
What do you think? He would swallow the egg and vinegar, of course.
He'd swallow a raw egg? That's gross!
Maybe so, but my uncle said it made his throat feel great.
Just the thought of swallowing a raw egg makes me gag.
Liebig, would you like to try a raw egg?
Liebig holds her hand over her mouth.
I think she means no.
Okay, as we mentioned, Rex was trying to offer some advice whenAngus cut him off, and he says, no, he says, let me finish. He wants to explain something that his uncle used to do. His uncle was an opera singer, so when his uncle had problems with his voice or his throat, he would do something to soothe it.
Right, because we do know Rex's uncle was an opera singer. He had to take care of his voice, and when he had problems with it, he did something special to soothe his throat, to make it feel better again, to help relieve the pain.
Right, to relieve or to ease the pain or the discomfort, to make it less sore or painful. That's the idea of to soothe your throat. Now, you can soothe a person, too. If a person is upset, when you try to comfort them, you're trying to soothe them. This is a very useful word.
It is. You want to soothe someone's emotions. Mm-hmm. You can soothe some physical pain. Let's take a look at this word soothe now, today in the word skit.
Bob, what's wrong?
Oh, Frank, I just got finished exercising. My muscles are so sore. How can I soothe them?
Don't worry. I know just what to do. What you need is a nice hot bath. That'll help soothe your aching muscles.
Hot bath? Really?
Oh, yeah. You sit in the nice hot water and relax. That'll soothe the pain. Trust me.
Hot bath? I'll try it.
Good. You know, my mom always said, if your muscles ache, just take a nice hot bath. It'll soothe the muscles. Bob, just remember, make sure the water's not too...
Oh!
Hot. Oh.
Oh, the water was too hot, Frank.
Oh.
I think I burned my foot.
Ayo.
How do I soothe the pain?
Don't worry. I know just what to do.
Okay, so sometimes when people have pain, physical pain, they may take a hot bath to soothe themselves, but you got to watch that it's not too hot.
Right. Well, what did Rex's uncle really do to help soothe his throat? What did he do? Well, Rex says he took some vinegar and he took a raw egg and he mixed them together. Now, that sounds strange. What would you do with that?
Well, that's what Jason wanted to know. He wanted to know what you would do after that. And Rex says, well, what do you think? You're going to drink it, right? You're going to swallow the egg and the vinegar. Of course, that seems pretty reasonable.
This is really disgusting for someone like Andrea. She thinks this is very disgusting. It's gross, she says. She says, that's gross. And that's what gross means, disgusting. She would never do that herself.
Now, this word gross, I think, has become very popular, especially among young people. They often use this word to talk about something that is disgusting. But I probably think, or I would think in a more formal situation, you wouldn't want to use this word. But she is using it here to describe her feelings. Something like this is rather disgusting when you think about it.
Okay, it's offensive to her in some way. Maybe some things that are gross, that are really gross, would make someone even throw up a little bit.
Okay. Well, Rex says maybe so, but he felt that his uncle's throat was much better after he took the vinegar and the raw egg.
Okay, so if it's gross or not, the fact that it works is what matters, and so Rex thinks it might be a good idea. But Andrea still thinks it's gross, and the thought of swallowing a raw egg makes her gag.
Right, it's not only gross, but just the thought of it, thinking about this whole thing, makes her want to gag. Now, the idea of gagging means that you're kind of choking. You can gag on something, or maybe an idea can make you gag. It can make you feel like throwing up.
So Angus then says, Liebig, would you like to try a raw egg? And this is another idea that Liebig does not want to do. Again, she holds her hand over her mouth and she says no with her head.
Okay, so she holds her hand over her mouth, indicating, I think, too, like Andrea, that this is rather disgusting or gross.
Okay, Joshua, the astute person that he is, he says, I think she means no, which is really a little funny because it's an understatement. With her hand over her mouth and her shaking her head, she definitely means no.
Okay, so I think this does mean that she's not interested in Rex's remedy or his uncle's remedy. But they do need to find something, don't they?
They do, and they need to find something quick because, remember, the big concert is coming up. Well, we're going to go to the chat room and see Ken and Rachel, then we'll take a break. But before we do that, let's look at this dialogue one more time.
Keeping it real.
No, let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
My uncle did something special to soothe his throat.
So tell us, what did he do?
He put vinegar in a glass, then he would add a raw egg.
And then what would he do?
What do you think? He would swallow the egg and vinegar, of course.
He'd swallow a raw egg? That's gross!
Maybe so, but my uncle said it made his throat feel great.
Just the thought of swallowing a raw egg makes me gag.
Liebig, would you like to try a raw egg?
Liebig holds her hand over her mouth.
I think she means no.
Welcome to the chat room. We see in today's lesson that Liebig has laryngitis, and the Sunshine Singers are trying to decide if they should still go ahead with the concert.
That's right. Christina suggests that maybe they should cancel the concert.
Ken, she says they should cancel the concert.
That's what I said.
No, you said she should cancel the concert.
Right, that's what I said.
No, Ken, it's cancel, not cancer. You cancel a concert.
Cancel.
That's right.
取消叫做 cancel. Cancel. 不要把它读成 cancer. Cancer, C-A-N-C-E-R, 变成了癌症.
Very good, Ken. So both Andrea and Angus think the show must go on.
Hey, I've heard that before. The show must go on.
Yes, the show must go on is a popular phrase in show business, meaning that regardless of what happens, such as the leading actor breaking a leg or having laryngitis, the show must still be put on for the waiting audience.
Now, you just said break a leg. Isn't that a common thing to say in show business?
Yes, even though I meant breaking a leg literally. But you're right. Break a leg is often said to a performer who is about to go on stage as a way of wishing him good luck.
Break a leg, 字面上是跌断一条腿，其实跟人家讲 break a leg 就等于 good luck, 祝你好运，通常是对要上台表演的人说的，祝福他能够演出顺利。
Well, students, it's time for a break, but Studio Classroom will be right back because the show must go on.
Which is not a good remedy for laryngitis? A. Smoking cigarettes. B. Sucking on cough drops. C. Resting your voice. Which is not a good remedy for laryngitis? A. Smoking cigarettes. Well, duh. Smoking can make the problem worse, so suck on cough drops and rest your voice. That should help. Oh, and drink more water. Glug, 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 glug.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been learning about the Sunshine Singers and the dilemma that they're facing right now with the fact that Liebig is sick. She's got laryngitis and she is not able to use her voice, but they have this concert coming up. Now, Rex has just given them a remedy that his uncle used to use, but I don't think they're too excited about this remedy.
I don't think so. I think Liebig does not want to try the raw egg mixed with the vinegar. And remember, she doesn't want to try the pipa gao either. What will she do to help get her voice back? What will the Sunshine Singers do so that she can participate and perform in the big concert?
Well, I think we're going to find out a little bit more about the situation and what they might try to do. Join us on line 19 as we read.
Keeping it real.
Look, I think you'd all better forget about remedies. It will likely be days before Liebig can sing.
So what are we going to do? We need her in the concert.
Are you sure? Maybe we can get by without Liebig.
No. We can't perform without one of our members. Without Liebig, we just wouldn't be the Sunshine Singers.
Maybe we shouldn't have the concert then.
What? Are you saying we should cancel?
We may not need to cancel the concert completely.
That's true. Perhaps we could postpone it for a week or two.
No, that won't do. We have to perform tomorrow.
I think Angus is right. It's much too late to change things.
Well, as we begin this section, I think Andrea has a pretty good picture of what's going on. She knows that it's going to take some time for Liebig to actually feel better, even if they find something like maybe a remedy that might help, it may not cure her immediately.
Right. They need something that would help her within the next 24 hours. The performance is the next day. And so even if her voice were to start getting better, I don't think it would be ready in time for that performance. So Andrea, very smart, she says, listen, we shouldn't even be concerned about this because it's not going to be ready in time.
Okay, so this is a problem, and I think Rex is very concerned, as the other members are. What are they going to do? What are they going to do if they can't have Liebig help them in the concert? Well, Christina says, are you sure that we can't do this? Maybe we can think of something else. Maybe we can do it without Liebig. But notice she says, get by, and this is an interesting expression.
It is. When you get by, you manage to succeed. Just barely, you can get by. You can deal successfully with a problem. but it's not the best situation.
Right, you really just get by. I mean, you really just manage to accomplish something, but it's not ideal, it's not the best. So they do realize, I think, at this point that maybe that's what they're going to have to do.
Angus is very, very outspoken. He says, no, no, we can't perform without one of our members. Without Liebeck, we just wouldn't be the Sunshine Singers. And that coming from Angus means a lot, because we know Angus, when the story started, he was like, oh, the voice is the most important thing. But now he wants to include Liebeck, and he's really saying, Liebeck is very, very important to this group. Without her, we wouldn't be the same.
Well, we do know she's one of the soloists, and they do need her for many of the songs. So Angus is concerned. He doesn't think they could do the concert without her. And I don't think he wants to just get by. He wants to do very well in this concert. So Christina suggests that maybe they just cancel the concert. They call it off. But I don't think Angus is happy about that idea either.
Well, back at the top of the next column, Angus says, what are you saying? We should cancel. Now, that's not a good thing to do when you're performing. You have people who want to come to your concert. They've already bought tickets. They've already made plans to come. And then when they find out that the show has been canceled, they'll be very, very disappointed. And I think Angus wants to avoid doing that.
And I think most musicians would avoid this at any cost, because they know that it could really disappoint fans and it could cost them their career. And so I think he's very, very concerned about that. To cancel really means to call off something or to stop something from happening. Well, he doesn't think that's a good idea, but I think Christina realizes that maybe there's another option.
Okay, maybe we may not need to cancel the concert completely, she says. Well, to cancel something kind of does mean completely. So she's saying maybe we can cancel it in a different way. And what that means is perhaps they could just postpone it. And that's what Rex suggests. That's true. Perhaps we can just postpone it or put it off into the future.
In fact, it's really funny that she says cancel it, but not completely, because normally you would say let's postpone it or delay it to a later date, postpone it to another time, because that's what this word means. It means to delay it or to hold off for another time.
Right. Another word I might use is the word suspend. Suspend the concert, put it off into the future, postpone it. When Liebeck's voice is better, then we can perform the concert.
But again, here's the problem. If people have purchased tickets, if they've rented a place to perform, or if people have let them perform at a certain place, this is an inconvenience for a lot of people. So I think even postponing could really create a problem for them in the future.
I think you're right. And this does happen. It happens a lot. It happens probably every day. People who are performing, singing, or dancing. And when you have to cancel something, it does cost money and it costs time.
Now, big stars, if they have an accident or get very, very ill, may have to do this. But often they give back the money to the people or they give them another opportunity to come to another concert. But I'm not sure the Sunshine Singers are that wealthy and have the opportunities that others have.
Right. Well, in line six, we see Angus is not interested in this option at all. He says, no, no, that won't do. We have to perform tomorrow. So it's not even an option for Angus. Angus is thinking, we have to perform. Our fans are expecting us. All the tickets have been bought. We have to perform.
That won't do. When you hear that expression, no, no, that won't do, just means that won't work. It's not going to be effective. It's not the way we go.
Right. It won't be acceptable. And so he is against it. Andrea says, I think Angus is right. It's too much, or it's too late to change things. So Andrea agrees with Angus that postponing or even canceling the concert is not an option.
That's right. It really is too late. The performance is tomorrow. So even if they wanted to cancel or postpone, how would they contact everybody? This would be a major job and probably one they could not really do.
Right. Well, friends, let's review this dialogue one more time, and then we'll review the lesson. Stay with us.
Keeping it real.
Look, I think you'd all better forget about remedies. It will likely be days before Liebeck can sing.
So what are we going to do? We need her in the concert.
Are you sure? Maybe we can get by without Liebeck.
No, no. We can't perform without one of our members. Without Liebeck, we just wouldn't be the Sunshine Singers.
Maybe we shouldn't have the concert then.
What? Are you saying we should cancel?
We may not need to cancel the concert completely.
That's true. Perhaps we could postpone it for a week or two.
No, no, that won't do. We have to perform tomorrow.
I think Angus is right. It's much too late to change things.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看 soothe 这个动词。Soothe 在这里是指减轻或减缓痛苦。例如 massages can soothe muscle pain. 按摩可以减轻肌肉的酸痛。或者是 this medicine can soothe your headaches in less than 15 minutes.这个药物可以在15分钟以内减缓头痛。Soothe 也指安慰或者是使平静。例如 A bottle of warm milk can soothe a crying baby in no time. 一瓶温牛奶可以立刻安抚哭泣的小宝宝。接下来我们看 get by 这个动词片语。Get by 在这里是指应付或者是行得通。用某个事物来应付是用 with 这个介系词。例如How can we get by with such little food for a whole week? 这么少的食物怎么能够吃一整个星期呢？或者是 We can get by with 5 staff for now, but not when it gets busy. 我们现在有5个员工可以应付得了，但是旺季的时候就不行了。最后我们看的是 postpone 这个动词。postpone 的 P-O-S-T 这个字首有之后的意思，所以 postpone 就是指延后或延期，例如 We decided to postpone our trip to Hawaii because the kids got ill. 因为孩子们生病，我们决定延后去夏威夷的旅行。或者是 The meeting was postponed until next Wednesday. 会延期到下个星期三。And are you ready for the word bank? Here you go.
Soothe. I burned my finger. Do you have anything to soothe the pain? Gross. Ella thinks that eating uncooked fish is gross. Gag. The horrible smell of that garbage nearly made me gag. Get by. Anderson doesn't have much money. He gets by with only a few dollars to spend each week. Postpone.Janice got sick, so she had to postpone her trip to America.
Well, students, I'm not sure that we're any closer to a solution to this dilemma. Liebeck is still sick, they haven't found a remedy, and there is a concert tomorrow. 怎么办?
I know. Tomorrow is the big concert. One thing else, Vicky, is that we haven't really looked at this title very much, Keeping It Real. Why does the author...say, keeping it real. I think we'll learn more about that tomorrow as well.
That's right. So students, we want to invite you back for the final, part of this lesson, the conclusion of keeping it real. Be sure to join us tomorrow. Until then, take care and keep up the good work in your English. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.